Let's take a deep breath in through our nose and a deep breath out through our mouth. When I was younger, I wanted to be a millionaire by the age of 30. Well, I'm almost 30 and I already am a millionaire. But a different kind of millionaire, one of impact and purpose. As you might imagine, in the last 10 years, my goals have changed. My priorities have shifted. I understood that while money is great, it doesn't solve all problems, and that what we do each day and what we focus on each day makes the most difference. Having a purpose and making a difference can really make you feel like $1 million. I'm happy to know that my work has impacted so many people from around the world, that you, gratitude seekers, were able to find reasons for happiness and gratitude in your life thanks to the amazing guests we've had on the podcast. This recent 5-star review we got on Apple Podcasts from Chaim K sums it up beautifully. This is a lovely podcast, one that never fails to inspire and engage. Gratitude is well known to be the secret sauce that enables happiness. But how to put your gratitude into a daily practice and learn from others in a safe way? Answer: this podcast. I hope you feel the same way, and with this occasion I want to thank you for all of your support, for all of the emails that you've sent, the DMs on Instagram, the reviews on Apple Podcasts, the voicemails. They really, really mean a lot to me. And I always love to hear from you, and I love making this a conversation. I was happy, for instance, to receive a few days ago a DM on Instagram from a gratitude seeker that said he's still enjoying the podcast after 6 months of listening. I'm talking about you, Joe. Thank you so much for being a loyal listener. I'd also love to thank Joseph Forcilio for his support. It really means a lot. And also the people that have chosen to subscribe and make gratitude a part of their day. Jessica, Chris, Charles, Ashley, Lisa, Z, Casey, Austin, Lacey, Diane, Stephanie, Caitlin, Nicole, Faith, Eleanor, Andy, Emmanuel, Rob, Helen, Yuki, Kelly, Deborah, Sydney, Jillian, Janet. Of course, that's not everyone, but I'm happy that one of the apps that the Gratitude Podcast can be found on lets me see your names and gives me the opportunity to thank you personally. Whether you just found out about the Gratitude Podcast and subscribed, or you've been listening for quite a while and we've gotten to know each other better. To celebrate 1 million downloads, we'll be starting a daily gratitude episode, so that you'll have short bits of inspiration each day of the week. The questions that led me to this idea were: how can I make my gratitude seeker's mornings and days better? How can I bring more gratitude in their hearts each day? And my answers, my ideas are those that follow. A new and inspiring story each day. A new perspective, an idea on how you can practice gratitude, a good question that you can ask yourself in that particular day, some ideas on what you could be grateful for, sharing my own gratitude list with you, sharing other people's reasons to feel grateful. My goal will be to offer you something to help you start your day inspired with a new drop of gratitude in your heart each day. The episodes will be about 10 minutes long, some less, some more, depending on the time necessary to get the whole message across. We'll be starting with a happy tune that those who've been listening for a while are well acquainted with, and we'll continue with a deep breath in through our nose and a deep breath out through our mouth, so that we will get back into the present moment and we'll be more open and receptive to new ideas and to new opportunities of seeing our life and our day from a different perspective. Another section will be one that will require your participation. It's going to be called Letters of Gratitude. In this section of the Gratitude Podcast, you'll be able to either write a thank you letter and send it to me to read it on the podcast, or you can send your own voice message that will be published directly on the podcast. I believe it's a great way to publicly express your gratitude for someone, much like dedicating a song on radio. So send me the text version of the gratitude letter via email at hello@georgianbenta.com or send me a voicemail on georgianbenta.com. You will see the opportunity of sending a voicemail right there on the website. I want to encourage you to do this because I know it will make you feel really happy. And when that person that you're writing to will listen to your words of appreciation on a popular podcast, will definitely be really surprised and at least as happy and as grateful as you were when you were writing or recording it. And my dear gratitude seekers, I want you to know that you're a part of this. And if you have any ideas or feedback, I'd love to hear from you, especially if you think there's something I could add that would make your day better. My email address is hello@georgianbenta.com and my Instagram is The Gratitude Podcast. You'll find them both in the description. Thank you so much once again for choosing to spend this time with me. Whether you just found out about The Gratitude Podcast and chose to subscribe, or if you've been with me since 2016, since the launch of The Gratitude Podcast, and I hope that you'll continue to enjoy the interviews. Don't forget to listen to today's interview. It's with a 19-year-old Instagram influencer from Germany that is already making a difference in the world, doing a great job reminding us about self-love and having fun just for the sake of it. Thank you so much for listening, subscribing, and sharing, and for being part of this community, for being part of the people that choose to seek gratitude, to spread gratitude, and to make the world a better place.